Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It is a beautiful day. Gotta love it. It's Thursday. We're getting closer to the weekend. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. Last night on the Scoot on the Air YouTube channel, I posted a video which was a review of the new Wonder Years, which I watched last night, and it's about a 12-year-old kid, but this is a black kid instead of like Kevin Arnold in the original Wonder Years, who was a white kid. So this is about a 12-year-old black kid growing up in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're going to talk more about that coming up in the next hour. But you can check that out on the YouTube channel. I make the channel really an extension of the radio show here. And somebody said it was just so weird. Somebody posted a comment. It's so weird to see you while you're talking. Well, yes, because it's a channel. But it's an extension of the show, and I hope you become a subscriber when you get there. Go to YouTube and type in Scoot on the Air, become a subscriber, and we will send you a notice every time we post something. So last night on the news, you're still hearing about the impact of this 18-wheeler catching on fire on the spillway, I-10. And now they're going to have 18-wheelers detour off highway, not off highway, off Interstate 10 onto other highways, eastbound. And then last night, I'm watching the news. Excuse me. There's an 18-wheeler on fire on the I-10 at Lake Charles on a bridge. And I'm thinking, what is going on with this? I mean, that's kind of interesting that these two 18-wheelers would catch on fire. Look, sometimes it's not the driver's fault. Sometimes these 18-wheeler drivers, look, sometimes they put themselves in bad situations. And if you're a responsible truck driver, then don't take this personally, because I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the 18-wheeler drivers that tailgate, that speed, that put themselves in a situation where if anything goes wrong, it's impossible for them to stop. If anything goes wrong, there's guaranteed to be an accident. In fact, sometimes the way I see some drivers drive, it's a miracle there aren't even more accidents. So just, be careful out there. All right, so coming up this hour, we'll give you an update on the Gabby Petito mystery and the search for her boyfriend. And this is a real-life mystery. It's one of those real-life mysteries that is capturing our attention like a movie from Hollywood. And so this hour, we'll also talk about some of the other real-life crises that capture our attention. News stories that you paid attention to like you were watching a movie. And why do some stories have that compelling nature and others don't? All right, we're going to get into that. Let's go to Ian Hoke, our senior studio producer, with a couple of your text messages.
Here's a text message that says, I went with a friend to the St. Bernard gun range this morning to pop off some rounds, only to find out that last night someone crashed a vehicle into the building and stole all of their rifles that they had on the wall.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's...
Wow.
That's serious.
That's a lot of guns.
So somebody crashed a vehicle into the building.
Texter says, someone crashed a vehicle into the building and stole all the rifles off the wall. Nothing in the news about it. What a sign of the times.
A sign of the times in that it's not a big deal? Is that what that person may be suggesting?
The times are so cray-cray and chaotic, yeah, and upside down that like almost anything seems like a sign of the times if it's scary,
yeah,
or out of place or unexplainable or...
The fact that it was not in the news.
The fact that it's not being reported on, sign of the times.
Okay.
The fact that someone crashed a vehicle into the gun range,
sign of the times.
Yeah. The fact that they stole all the rifles off the wall,
sign of the times,
et cetera.
Yeah.
See?
I got it.
Sorry, your gun range time got
Yeah, but you know, that really, but I mean, look, that's dangerous. I mean, somebody did that, you know, I mean, it wasn't like, oh, we accidentally crashed into the building while we're here. Let's steal all these guns. No, somebody's using those guns.
Now, see, me, I would crash my car into a liquor store.
You would, too. But, you know, you might break the liquor that you would actually want to get.
In this scenario, you know, if I'm being realistic, I'm either on my bicycle or my scooter, so I'm probably not going to do that much damage. In fact, if I ride my bicycle into the liquor store, I'm probably just going to go home with a lump and a bloody lip. But, you know, the scooter, maybe I can at least, like, dent the door in a little bit.
You know, we could also add this. This would be really perverted, but we could talk about what store would you crash your car into in order to steal everything?
I think let's make it a WWL opinion poll. If you're going to commit this crime, what would be the fun way to do it?
What store would you want to crash into?
Exactly.
Now, I don't want to make light of the fact that these guns were stolen because,
no,
you know, that's really
not
serious. And, you know, people who steal guns, you know, it's not like they're going to go home and, you know, just admire the guns. They might have malicious intent involved, and they need a gun to manifest their malicious intent.
Maybe they got those guns so that they could participate in the NOPD's gun buyback program.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, you know, why just give them the benefit of the doubt?
Like we couldn't trace them back to that gun shop?
Dude, when that story comes out in the news, then we'll say that's a sign of the time. Some knucklehead stole a bunch of guns from the gun range just so he could be the hero and show up at the gun buyback day with an armful of rifles.
I don't know. You know, I'd like to think that that's the case because I don't think it is. And I'm worried about the person who stole those guns. But, yeah, what store would you crash into? Liquor store? I'd probably crash into H&M.
Oh,
or
yeah.
I'd crash into Bed Bath & Beyond. I need some things for my new apartment.
Oh, you got to get some of those fancy soaps and stuff.
Is Bed
huh?
Bath & Beyond? No, not that. I need other little decorative items.
Decorative items? I'm not letting you get past that. What decorative items do you need from Bed Bath & Beyond right now?
Well, I need some stuff for the little balcony. I have a balcony. I haven't had a balcony in many, many years.
Yeah.
And then the front door. I want to put some plants out in the front door and a nice welcome mat. Not that I'm welcoming anybody in.
Sure.
But I want to have a nice welcome mat there.
You can put your shoes on, you know.
Well, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. And I, you know, new towels and sheets. I enjoy shopping at Bed Bath & Beyond. Does that make me weird?
No. Lots and lots of people shop at Bed Bath & Beyond. Yeah. When I came here to go to college at Loyola, the first place I went was Bed Bath & Beyond. Inside the Clearview Mall, I think.
Yeah, and that's now closed. That's all
shut
down. That's
not even there anymore?
No.
Oh,
I went there the other day. Closed.
I spent hundreds of dollars in that Bed Bath & Beyond, getting everything I needed to live in the dorms. Here's a text message that said, Scoot, great idea for anyone with a pickup truck who could use some extra cash. Go door to door and offer to haul off people's garbage for $50 or $60. Realistically, you start early, you could knock out maybe four or five a day. That's $200 to $250 a day for honest work, and you're helping the community.
Yes, a service to the community.
I think it's a great idea.
That'd be really nice.
Do you get to take it to the dump yourself? Or do you need? I don't know anything about what happens to garbage after.
Well, just do what everybody else does. Just go dump it off on New Orleans East.
Yeah, go put it in a canal.
Don't do that. You know we're
don't
kidding.
Put your garbage in the canal.
You know we're joking.
Here's a text that said, "I disagree with rebooting the Wonder Years, not because it's got a black star, but because of how reboots show a lack of imagination from Hollywood."
You know, sometimes you wonder when I see a movie that's been done before that's being redone, like a new version of a movie, a classic movie. I wonder, have they run out of scripts?
What are you doing? You guys are getting paid.
But see, I like the Wonder Years perspective, and I watched it last night, and it was really good. And we'll talk more about that in the next hour. But I thought it was, I thought it was very good.
I think it's not fair to blame the writers for the perceived lack of new ideas in Hollywood. I don't think it's the writers that want it. They're like, oh, let's go do something that's been done before. It's the studio executives that say, let's do the thing that we know is going to make money, has the least amount of risk involved. And it would be a greater challenge for the studio executives to market a TV show about a middle-class back family in Montgomery, Alabama in the 60s than it would be to say, it's the Wonder Years except they're black. That's easy. You can put that on a bumper sticker. That's an elevator pitch.
Right.
You know? So don't blame the writers. And here's one more text on the way out that says, today is International Day of Sign Language. So I'll tell you hello right now.
we're having the whole conversation. Rude. Rude. That's the only sign you know, isn't it? Admit it.
It really is.
I won't believe it. I don't believe it.
Hey, here's an email from Jeff. It says, I had a quick idea, Scoot, since the weather's getting a little chilly around here, and it's nice in the evenings. Why don't we get down to having people get together and have a bonfire and burn all the branches in the city so they don't have to be picked up?
Badass. Let's do it.
Yeah.
We could do it at the lakefront. We could do it somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
In
I can see
park.
That happening.
Okay,
yeah.
Maybe not the lakefront.
If it was organized, though.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know. Sign of the times.
Get a couple of clients involved and get some beverages out there.
This bonfire brought to you by Go Tax Resolution.
I'm always a little, you know, I've always been a little concerned about the term weenie roast. But we can have a weenie roast or, you know, make s'mores out there.
That's funny.
If you've got a comment, the Okanite Jewelers temporary talk line is 504-309-1053. 309-1053. Oh, come on. Let's have a sense of humor about this day. You know, sometimes on a Sunday morning, I think it's on MeTV, sometimes on a Sunday morning after I get back from church, I'll relax and get something to eat, and I will enjoy the Brady Brunch. Because, like, Sunday morning, starting at 11 o'clock our time, they have reruns of the Brady Bunch on. So it's called the Brady Brunch. So I'll sit there and enjoy the Brady Brunch.
I was a little bit too old to catch the reruns on TV Land or whatever it was. But I remember watching the Brady Bunch reboot films.
Oh, those are funny.
Which are super funny and hold up. I watched the first one fairly recently, and it is very funny.
They're even funnier if you know the original.
If you're familiar with the
But they're funny
material.
As well.
Absolutely.
I mean, the other day there was a rerun on, I think it was this past Sunday, where it was the one where Greg jumpstarts Marsha's minstrel cycle, which was really kind of crazy.
No.
All right. I'm Scoot on the air. We'll be back on WWL.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
They're searching. They're looking for that guy. Search teams have found nothing of a note at a Florida wilderness park where they have spent several days looking for Gabby Petito's boyfriend, the 22-year-old woman who authorities say was killed during a cross-country trip with him. They're still looking for the guy. And the search resumed yesterday morning. 24,000 acres is the size of this Carlton Reserve Park. and Northport, Florida police are looking for Brian Laundrie. And now they're looking for Brian Laundrie's parents because now they think that they may be involved in hiding their son. So something's not right here. I mean, again, this is one of those fascinating stories that captures our attention. And in some ways, stories like this, and we started talking about this yesterday, but stories like the Gabby Petito story are, it's almost like an unfolding mystery that reminds us of like a movie.
Brian Spillane is with Teledyne FLIR, one of the leading manufacturers equipping law enforcement and the military with infrared cameras. He says the technology could be crucial in this week's search for Brian Laundrie in the rugged Carlton Reserve terrain.
If he's in there, the odds of finding him go up dramatically.
But what remains unclear is if Brian Laundrie is simply lost or doesn't want to be found. If he's hiding, the infrared technology still has a unique advantage.
He'll hide behind things, under things, and in the water, duck underwater. You can't stay underwater forever, and infrared doesn't penetrate water. But the effects of infrared in the water, you can see them. If someone's face is sticking in so they can breathe, it'll stick out like a sore thumb.
It's not just at night.
Even in daytime operations, the infrared camera can certainly spot a hotspot.
You know, and I would think that if you're in Florida and you're around a lot of water, what are the chances that you might be killed by an alligator? I mean, what a sad story we have here locally. The woman in Slidell, this alligator bit her husband's arm off, and she tied a tourniquet around it and then went to go get help, and she comes back and her husband's gone. And they've now identified DNA in the alligator's stomach and digestive system, indicating that his DNA is there. But is it that the DNA from the arm, or is that from his, like, his whole body? I don't know. But really a tragic story. I mean, you can imagine how this woman feels. I mean, she's trying to go get help to save her husband, and he's gone, and the alligator apparently is gone as well. So anyway, if this guy's out there in the Florida swamps, I mean, he may be taken down by a gator or something else. We talked yesterday about how hundreds and hundreds of Native American females go missing in this same area of Wyoming where Gabby Petito was lost, and they found her body there. But why do the stories about the Native American women don't get attention in the media? Why don't they get attention? And it's because, as we talked about yesterday, this is a specific story about a blonde and her boyfriend, and they're traveling across the country. And there's a backstory here. We don't know the full story, but there's a backstory here that holds our attention. And there may be no backstory to these Native American women. So I'm not going to dispute the idea that, okay, she's white, she's blonde. One reason she's getting a lot of attention. But the other reason is that a lot of stories with people who die, there's no story there. So it's not media friendly, but this is an entertaining story. But the mother of a missing African-American graduate from Illinois is upset.
Carmen Bolden Day's son, Jelani Day, disappeared on August 24th. The 25-year-old black Illinois State University grad student's car was found 2 days later. Bolden Day wants the all-out manhunt that found Gabby Petito, a white woman discovered just over a week after she was reported missing, done for her son.
I just want to hear Jelani's voice.
The clothes Jelani Day was wearing were found in his car, and a body was found, but DNA results are still pending. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Yeah, so it's an interesting story. Now, look, again, there are a lot of deaths in this country. But yet there are certain deaths, certain situations that have a story. And let's take race out of this completely. It's a young couple. And look, you know, we, as a society, we tend to pay attention to attractive young couples or attractive people. Attractive people get more attention in the news when something bad happens than ugly people. I don't make up the rules. That's really based on human nature. But there's a story here. I mean, people want to know what happened. Okay, the police stopped them and they were fighting. So they got mad. Apparently they were mad at each other. What went wrong and what did he do and how did he kill her? So there's a story unfolding here, kind of like a mystery. And so it's capturing our attention. Because as I mentioned yesterday, the story about Gabby, this doesn't affect our lives. It's simply on the news for entertainment purposes. I mean, we're curious. We're voyeuristic as a society, so we want to know what's going on. We're curious. We care. We care about people who die. And so it's interesting, and that's why it's on the news, because it's interesting. And there have been other stories in the news that have been really interesting. There have been other stories that I followed, and I thought, this is like a movie plot. What's another story that you followed in the news that you followed it like you were following a movie unfolding, the plot of a movie unfolding? What about the case of Scott Peterson, the guy who killed his pregnant wife? He was having an affair with this woman. I saw the movie. I know all the facts. No, but I mean, it was a very, very, very good movie. But this guy, Scott Peterson, he killed his wife, Lacey. First-degree murder. Second-degree murder of the child, Connor. They already named the child. And he took her out fishing, or he killed her at home and went out fishing and dumped the body. And apparently he was having an affair and wanted to get rid of his pregnant wife. And for those of you who want to bring up the abortion issue, let me point out that if a woman chooses to have her baby, then it's a double homicide if the woman dies and the child dies. So abortion doesn't have anything to do with this. So if she decides to have the baby, well, then, you know, that becomes part of the case. But Scott Peterson was a dog and then denied it. And I mean, I remember following this story. And then I think he escaped to, I think he went down to Mexico and was trying to hide from authorities. And then they finally got him. But his wife went missing. And, you know, there was just so many weird things about the disappearance of his wife and so many holes in his story. And he's in prison now. But that was one of those stories that I followed like it was a movie plot unfolding. If you want to join us with a comment, what's a news story that you followed, that you remember following, and it's like, this is better than anything written by Hollywood? The Oakland Heart Jewelers Temp Talk Line is 504-309-1053. 309-1053. Wait, we've got some breaking news here from Ian.
Yeah, somebody called the newsroom.
Yeah.
With the breaking news.
We got breaking news here.
Breaking news. Write this down. The Bed Bath & Beyond in the Clearview Mall is still open.
Is it?
Yeah.
I went there after the storm, and I guess it was still closed from the storm, maybe. So that's good to know.
Yeah, you can go there and get all the stuff you need to decorate your balcony and get some of those fancy soaps and, you know.
I don't get fancy soaps.
Oh, come on. You got fancy soap
What do you think? I think I soak in a tub of suds.
Suds? Take like a bubble bath?
All kind of like, you know, mineral salts and
you
everything.
You go in there with some fancy bath bombs?
I don't think so. You know what?
I've glass got of Pinot Gris?
In my new apartment, I've got a stand-up shower, and I love it. It has a bench in it. And the landlord went out of his way to tell me, hey, this bench is really secure so two people can fit on it.
Oh, good.
I'm serious.
Nice. Hey, this bench is really secure. Hey. If you want to have somebody else in a shower with you, it could take a beating.
Well, that's exactly what he was, that's exactly what he was saying.
That is hilarious.
All right. So if you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Temp Talk line is 504-309-1053. And the text line is still 504-260-1870. And speaking of Scott Peterson, what about Drew Peterson? This guy was a police officer. And so he really thought that, in fact, the name of the movie, and it was a really great movie, and Rob Lowe did a phenomenal job as Drew Peterson. The movie was titled Drew Peterson, Untouchable. And he was a cop, and he thought he knew how to get away with murder. He wanted to get rid of his wife, and apparently more than one. There were several mysterious deaths of his wives, and he was always after a younger woman, a much younger woman. And he was another dog, somebody else who's in prison. And that was a story. I mean, if you get a chance to watch that movie, Drew Peterson, Untouchable, watch it. And again, Rob Lowe does a phenomenal job. But that was just a crazy story. That was a real story unfolding in the news. Let's go to Lee, who is somewhere by the lake. Hey, Lee, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how are you?
I'm good.
How are you adjusting to your new neighborhood? Are you loving it? Are you liking it?
Yeah, I really do love it. I really do love it. I'm enjoying it. I'm still adjusting. It's still an adjustment to get in the car and actually drive to work for the first time in 10 years. I'm not complaining at all. And the weather's been nice. No. I love the serenity of the area, and I love not hearing sirens all day and all night. I love not hearing people just screaming, walking down the street. I love not hearing the reverberation of muscle cars and motorcycles revving their engines when they're getting between the buildings downtown. I don't miss all of that.
No, it is, to me, it's just something about being close to the lake.
Yeah, and I do actually have a glimpse of the lake. I wouldn't call it a view of the lake because to me, that's a full view of the lake. But there's two areas that I can actually, from my apartment, there's two parts of the lake that I can actually see. So it just reminds me the lake is right there. So it is very serene.
Yeah, and it's the openness and the breeze that we get from it. And, you know, even if we don't see it, it's just nice.
Yeah.
I was thinking about earlier, you were talking about like this new Wonder Years remake and all that.
Yeah.
And then talking about I remember first of all, since I was in first grade, I had classmates of all races. So I think that has a lot to do with how people perceive everything too.
Yeah.
You know, because there wasn't a time that I went to school where I didn't have black classmates and Latino class. I mean, I remember them. You know?
Well, so, I didn't have that.
You did not?
No, I did not have that in my very early schooling years. I did not have that. I had that in ninth grade. I did start to have that at East Jefferson. In fact, one of my best friends in my class was a guy named Glenn Wilson, who was a black guy. And he dreamed of being an airline pilot. And I could relate to that because I kind of fantasized about being an airline pilot as well. And I had soloed when I was 16. And so we shared that in common. And I've often thought back about Glenn, and I've often hoped that he did become an airline pilot.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, maybe he did. Hopefully he did, if that's what he really wanted to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm 61 years old, so it's like I'm not like, you know, it's not like I started school, you know. I mean, you know, I started first grade back in those days, and we always had black classmates. So to me, seeing black people on TV was not the big thing that it probably was to a generation before me, you know?
Right. Well, and then also, I think the biggest impact might have been from, you know, young blacks who were watching TV who didn't see themselves reflected in shows.
Right. But, you know, like, I remember... Julia, remember that show Julia with Diane Carroll?
Yeah.
And she that was like a trailblazing show.
It was.
Because she was the central character, you know?
Yeah.
And also I Spy with Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, you know, things have changed, but I'm saying back then, he was like one of the front runners on that show, and that was like in the 60s.
Yeah, that's right. But like, you know, when you go back to classic shows like The Andy Griffith Show, and there were no black characters. Every once in a while, later in the show, when it was still black and white, you could see a black person standing on the street or as part of the crowd, but there were no black characters on that show.
Extras.
Yeah.
All right,
Lee, I appreciate the call, man. Glad you're listening to our show this afternoon. Enjoy the afternoon. It is beautiful. Really very sad note on our Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar. On this day, September 23rd, 1980, Bob Marley played his final concert. 20 songs, Stanley Theater in Pittsburgh. And just after the performance, Bob Marley, who was suffering from cancer that had spread to his brain, he collapsed. He was taken to the hospital for treatment. The rest of the tour was canceled. And Bob Marley died in May the next year. But this was the last song Bob Marley played on the last concert before he died. get up, stand up. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Man, we're just looking for those songs that relate to the sun and to beautiful days, and we've been playing these on and off throughout the show today, and we'll have another opportunity to play them tomorrow. It is going to be a beautiful Friday as we head into the weekend, and it's going to be really a great weekend. And I hope you can get out and do something to enjoy it. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. Last night on the Scoot on the Air YouTube channel, I posted this video about the Wonder Years. And we're going to talk more about that coming up in the next hour. We're talking about the continuing mystery in the death behind, well, the story behind the death of Gabby Petito, the young woman who was on a cross-country trip with a boyfriend. She was found dead. Her body was found in Wyoming, National Park there. And now they're looking for her boyfriend. They can't find him. And apparently they can't find her parents. They can't find his parents. Now, who can blame parents for wanting to protect their child? But in a case like this, this is not going to have a good ending. It's not going to have a good ending for Brian Laundrie, and it may not be a good ending for his parents. I mean, if your kid really does something like, you know, commit murder, you're only going to be able to hide that kid for so long before at some point he's going to be caught. The instinct is to protect your children. I understand that. But this is just, again, this is one of those real-life mysteries that is happening on the news, and we tune into the news, and it's like we're tuning into a mystery. Kind of like when Scott Peterson killed his wife, Lacey, and denied it, and then they found her body, and she was pregnant, and, man, that was a crazy story. Drew Peterson, that police officer from Illinois, around the Chicago area, who killed his wives, because he wanted to date somebody else. Is there a story that you can think of that really kind of unfolded like a mystery from Hollywood? Let's go to Long Beach. And Matthew, you're on WWL.
What's going on, Scoot?
Hey, Matthew.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, man, we've got to give you the treatment here. Thank you, Matthew.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for deciding to become an FTC. First-time caller. You're breaking the barrier.
Yeah. I don't know if I needed all that.
Well, that's all right. You deserve it.
I got to say, look, man, whenever my wife and I had our first daughter, we have two beautiful girls. My first daughter, Savannah, was around 2 years old, and the Casey Anthony situation happened. And I'd never heard of Nancy Grace, not a single time. And all of a sudden, my wife is like, you got to come sit down and watch this. And we started watching the whole Casey Anthony situation. Yeah. And, oh, man, talk about captivating news. I got my little two-year-old girl at home, and this crazy woman, I mean, dude, she was guilty as charged from the start.
It sure seemed like, you know, it.
Oh yeah, but I mean, no, she may have been found not guilty, but man,
yeah,
she's guilty as charged. But when you talk about a captivating story,
yeah,
I would go to work every day, and as soon as I got home, the first thing I wanted to do was wait on Nancy Grace to come on to figure out what the next step in the story was. And it turned out that the day that they found that little girl's body, I was home from work sick, watching the news whenever the story broke that they had found the little girl's body, or not really her body, but her bones.
Yeah.
You know,
really,
and,
I just a tragic story, but you're right.
Really, really, really sad situation. And then they, you know, the whole court case and everything, and, you know, just, I don't know, man, like, the news, especially the, you know, national news, makes everything into a movie sometimes. It's like,
oh,
it's,
yeah, they do.
It's really kind of,
they know how to, they definitely know how to present
it. Crazy, but it's kind of hard. It's hard to put a word on it, really.
Well, sometimes the news, but, Matthew, sometimes the news will even give you a cliffhanger going into a commercial break because they're trying to hold you over through the commercials.
They absolutely will.
Now, we would never do that on this show.
No, sir, not you.
All right, Matthew, I've got to get you a break here. I enjoyed the conversation. You're right about Casey Anthony, because that was a story that really was unfolding. What about George Zimmerman? Trayvon Martin? That was a case that was like a Hollywood story. What about John Wayne Gacy, the killer clown? We'll tell you about that next hour. Not that we would ever tease anything and try to hold you over through like commercials in the news, but we'll talk about that next hour. Also, we're going to talk about the rebooted version of The Wonder Years. I'm Scoot on WWL. All right, coming up, a review of the rebooted version of The Wonder Years. It was really interesting. Watched it last night. If you watched it and you want to share your comments with me, that'd be great. And also, are there other TV shows that maybe should be redone to show us a different perspective on the shows? Man, it is a beautiful Thursday afternoon. I'm Scoot. We continue into the next hour on WWL. Glad you're with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.